Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Correction, we had a bag handler check in.
Hey.
And $9 an hour is not six figures a year.
And for $9 an hour, I'd treat my bag that way.
I do treat my bag that way for nine bucks an hour.
That's what I charge.
You do it for free.
Punch it.
Pay me $9 an hour, I'll treat your bag nice.
I treat that bag that way for less, for a lot less.
Would and have.
I wear heels.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for that visual. That video is horrible.
Take care of peas bags.
Yes, you do.
So where do they get that? Do you think major airports?
I'm thinking there's a some places probably have unions and some don't. I have no idea. This guy said he worked in our city a couple years ago slinging bags and under the plane. It was $9 an hour.
Are you slinging bags for private planes and?
Maybe. No, I don't think you're making that. No, why would that pay more? I think it's more of a union thing, bigger city. Who knows? We have a pretty nice size airport here, so
they never let me get out of the plane to tip the baggage guy.
No, they don't. They don't.
They say, get back in here.
What is this, September 10th?
I
watched LA to Vegas last night, and the guy wanted to get back on the plane. She goes, what do you think this is, September 10th? What a great line.
So we've apparently reached the point where we can joke now.
Well, we can. There's been more jokes, but this is a network television show about flying.
And a fairly harsh joke, too.
Yeah.
See, I guess I forgot to be offended.
I didn't see any social media about that at all.
Anybody outraged about it.
But I'm thinking you can't do that for maybe 8-9 years at least, and this has been, 18 years, right?
Yeah, 17.
17.
Yeah. All right, so it's no longer too soon.
No,
by the way, it's coming from a really hot chick, too.
I wasn't offended. I was just surprised that they went there. And I mean, I laughed. I thought it was funny. Yeah.
Carole King and Joe Pesci shared a birthday today. Carole King's taller.
I don't know. She's a short piece of water, too. She's a short piece of water, too. Do you have the heights or not?
I do.
Damn it.
I bet neither of them are over 5'5".
No, Carole King's 5'4", and Joe Pesci's 5'6".
Pesci's taller.
Yeah, Pesci's taller.
Pesci's taller.
I'm gonna change my original.
Pesci's taller.
And
Tony,
I'll lock that
I'm gonna
in
say Pesci's shorter.
As my final answer. See, I wasn't going to play today.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Mm-hmm. You say that every day.
You say
no,
every
no,
day.
No, 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 no. I was not going to play today.
Why? Because it's too easy.
No, because you're all wrong. They're both 5'4".
You're not allowed to push.
I wasn't going to play. You guys started the whole game.
I did.
All I said was they share a birthday.
I did.
You should have saved that for Petey.
And I was right. Neither of them is above 5'5".
Well, neither one are sports figures either, so that's not Petey's deal.
I had him, though.
I wasn't going to play. You guys started that game all on your own.
Craig, don't play.
Yeah, but you have that face.
I have a face.
You have that face.
You take the
this
sheet.
Is the only one I've got.
You take the sheet. And I got no problem with that. You take the sheet and you go, there's not a birthday today, and you pull off the side and you look right at me. You do it every time.
And you win.
And you wait for me to say we're going to play who's taller. Well, I'm not going to play.
I don't want to.
And you win.
Shut up.
Yeah, I wasn't going to play today.
A little inside information.
Craig, you don't ever play.
Exactly.
Craig don't play.
But I really wasn't going to instigate the game of who's taller today.
Because you don't like pushing.
I don't do the push thing.
Yeah, Petey does the push
thing. So y'all started in on that. And what are you going to do?
They're both what?
5'4".
5'4".
Yeah. Now, we could play who's older.
Nah! Oh, you know what? Pesci, by the way, if you...
Pesci's what, 70s?
Pesci is old, too, because he... If you the Jersey Boys with the Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Pesci was like one of the guys who got those that band together. And he was actually with them in the early 60s.
Yeah.
And Carole King was started writing songs in the mid-60s. So it's probably a year or two.
Yes, it is. And they are a year apart.
And I'm just going to say Pesci.
Yeah, I'm going to say Pesci.
Yeah, I'm going to say Joe Pesci, too.
Carole King.
He's just doing that to be
yeah, just
to
I
get it right.
Because he was the last one.
So we're all on Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci is 75. Carole King is 76.
Oh!
Yeah, that doesn't count, Puss. You just did that because you knew what you thought was Pesci.
No, I gave
you always just go the opposite.
Actually, I was letting Tony in for a minute there, so I just came in and threw a guess. And since when does it matter why we guessed?
You should have to pick the one you think is taller, not just I'm going opposite to
I
try
did.
To. Nope, no, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I think Tony. From here on in, we're gonna have to submit them in writing.
I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Yes, that's good radio. Writing it. And then Craig will read them out.
Yeah, he'll read them out loud.
He'll open up the envelope.
With two pages of justification, double spaced,
yes.
12-point font.
No, because Puss pulls that crap all the time.
I know. That's not how you play the game. You pick who you think's taller.
It was an instinct thing. You know?
By the way, that's why he's in last place. There's
and we're getting
the
mad
new
about
year,
it.
He's in last place. It's
oh,
me and you and him. Yeah.
I like no, I'm in third. I'm not in last.
I like that we're getting pissed about it.
I know. No, take this crap seriously.
He's like the guy on Price is Right who bets
right,
a dollar
over.
Exactly.
And come on.
You should better shoot that guy in the head.
Play the freaking game.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter why we guess.
Have a gun, and when a guy picks a dollar over, the guy that had 400, the other guy says 401, he should get shot in the head. I hate those guys. I've hated those guys. Although I'd be that guy.
Or we should come up with a rotation. Like it's Puss's turn to pick first. Then it's your turn to pick first. It's turn to pick first. It's the guest's turn to pick.
Yeah. They do rotate through on Price is Right.
There you go.
So he can't always be the last guy to pick.
Yeah.
And I also think you need to have some sort of explanation of why if you are picking the opposite one. Not just saying, I'm going to pick the opposite one. I hope I win.
Well, sometimes you just go with a gut feeling, and that was what that was.
No, it wasn't.
It was like,
you picked the opposite one of all of us just so you would get a win.
I didn't hear all your justifications, because like I said, I was letting Tony in with the barbecue.
No, you just heard us say the other name, so you went, oh, I'll go the other way.
Dick. Dick move.
And I think that's fine.
Dick move.
I think that's a completely justifiable move.
No.
Exactly it's like I'm disrespecting
it's like
the game.
It's like picking 401 when somebody bids 400.
Yeah, you kind of are.
Same dick move.
Now there's an honor to who's older
and who's taller. I am getting pissed.
That's hilarious.
Life's good. It pisses me off.
Exactly. Right. If that's what takes you off,
exactly.
life is good.
Life is great.
And Puss is right.
Man. Play the game with honor.
Puss is absolutely right. Sad news to report. A worldwide tequila shortage.
I saw this story.
Now, we've been talking about this. You brought this up like a year ago.
Which doesn't make any sense to me. I could walk down the street. Well, we got some in the office right there, but we could walk to any grocery store right now and there'd be bottles of it.
Yeah, but that might not be the case in a couple of years.
And the price might go up.
Yeah. And didn't Patron just sell to somebody?
Yeah, Bacardi.
But when I hear shortage, I think nothing. I don't think more expensive because you're going to be able to get it. You just paid more for it.
Well, none means we're
hence,
out.
A shortage.
Shortage means we're getting low.
Yeah. Are we okay with the avocados now? Because we had an avocado scare there for
how about,
we did.
How about limes, too? Limes.
Limes, that was an issue. I don't know.
Don't
cartel involved?
I don't keep up on the commodities.
Don't those normally roll over into the next, when you get to the next growing season?
It should be different.
The limes and avocados was just like bad weather that year, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I think so. Is the cartel? The cartel was involved with the limes, too.
I don't know.
On the tequila thing?
They probably are.
And
over the last
are,
couple of years, the price of the blue-tinged, spiky-leaved agave tequilana has risen sixfold.
You ever seen how they process that stuff?
I've been to a distillery in Mexico.
It? You ain't making $100,000 a year doing that, I bet.
They just squeeze it?
No, it's like a machetes and like, yeah, man, they're big, man. They're
doing jobs Americans don't want.
See,
Yeah, they look like big...
like President Bush. President Bush just said that yesterday. He wasn't talking about tequila, but he meant immigrants.
You know what a big aloe vera plant looks like.
Yes, I do. I rub it on my body every day.
They're similar to that.
Yeah, right. but it's the root of it. They got to dig it out of the ground and then chop all the edges off.
But they chop the leaves off.
Yeah.
Yeah, which can grow up to 4 or 5 feet taller.
If there's a shortage, that means less projectile vomiting on my part. Because last time
good.
I did a lot of tequila,
just
I projectile vomited.
More expensive projectile vomiting.
Right, we think. I'm expecting you guys are morons. Email anytime about the harvesting of tequila. So over the last couple of years, the price of the plant has risen sixfold. The increasing demand for the liquor from New York to Tokyo is worrying many producers. Some producers in Mexico are being forced to use younger plants to compensate for the shortage of the fully grown agave, which take about 7 years to mature. The younger plants produce less tequila, which means more plants have to be pulled up from an already limited supply.
So underage tequila?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that legal?
Yes, so far. It's not sustainable.
It's Mexico.
Everything's legal.
That's a good point.
Mexico.
Staring slowly across the sky.
That's tequila and orange juice, right? Sunrise?
Tequila. Sunrise is ammonia. I believe so. Now, do you have to have, like, security guards around your agave field? Like their weed in Jamaica? Because people will come in and steal it.
I sold my field a couple of days ago. Expecting this.
But if you come in and steal it and you get caught, they'll kill you.
They'll kill you.
Any of you homos.
Any homo steal my tequila. I kill you.
You just made the list.
And is this necessary? Is it necessary to get your fast food delivered? Your KFC, your Taco Bell.
That's just laziness.
Your Yum brands.
Very few things are
necessary.
Your McDonald's.
But how warm does it stay?
That'd be handy.
Yes, exactly.
Because I'm going to know they haven't put them in like cases like they do with pizza.
Well, it's Grubhub. You know, they do this all over the place.
Oh, they do have warm ovens, I believe. I think they do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, warm chicken ovens.
They do? They're killing it? Well, people don't want to leave the house. Especially in the winter.
McDonald's number one client?
Wow.
Wow.
You know what? I've been hungover where that's good. I mean, that kind of food is what I'm looking for. And if I don't have to get off the couch.
That's dangerous, though.
But if I'm sitting.
Of course it is.
If I'm drunk on my couch ordering food.
Hungover on my couch.
Still drunk.
Good point.
Still drunk and perhaps hungover on my couch.
Pending.
Fast food isn't necessarily what I'm going to go for.
Well, but grease burgers are what most people go for, especially when you're younger. You're different. Yeah. And when you're younger, that's what you always did.
Yeah.
In my 20s, that was what I went to. I just drove to the Burger King or the McDonald's and just greased up.
Bring me
didn't
a greasy
even know what
burger.
Happened.
Didn't
even,
yeah. I just, that's it.
Yeah.
But that was on the way home.
No. I did that, but I also did it in the morning.
Oh. All right.
Hungover as hell.
Is that the only options? Is the one you listed? Well, they're going with
the restaurant.
It is a new partnership.
Wild. They'll pick up your Hog Wild stuff, right? Yeah. They'll just
new partnership
it.
With Yum Brands.
Okay.
And they already do McDonald's. Well, McDonald's partnered with Uber Eats.
Well, speaking of Pesci, they screw you in the drive-through. What happens if this guy shows up? What?
Yeah. You got me the wrong chicken fingers.
Son of a bitch.
Where's my honey mustard?
Exactly. Yeah.
I didn't get any honey mustard.
Up. Yeah.
Especially a drunk, hungover dude.
Yeah.
But you're right.
Place only serves chicken fingers.
And it might stop.
You screwed up the order.
What it might stop is drunk driving. Might stop drunk driving.
Yeah.
You're already in your apartment hammered. Let's go get some food. No, we're drunk. Let's not.
Let's get it delivered.
Let's call a sober guy to bring it over.
Drunk driving is down. Obesity is up.
Well,
exactly.
It could lessen drunk driving, but we all know that drunk guy isn't the best decision maker.
Nope, not when he's hungry.
Could you imagine?
Especially not when he's hungry.
Right, been there.
Could you imagine trying to take that order over the phone?
I know.
Yeah. Two chicken fingers.
And you're ordering for other people, too.
Yeah, exactly. Fries. What you want, John? What you want, John? Three
of
those?
Hang on, John. Look at John. Look at John. What he's doing,
oh, my God.
I'm going to call you back, yeah. Man. Hold on, man. I'm going to get my poop in a group, man. I'll call you back. Can you get Newports, by the way?
Exactly. Pick me up a pack of Cools on the way, man. I got you when you get
here. Yeah. A little extra in there for you, dog. You want anything from McDonald's?
Yeah, I couldn't imagine that. Because, you know, the guys could open the bag, too. And you're going to be blamed for it, even though McDonald's just gave those drivers just show up. McDonald's gives them that, so yeah. It's not them. And I delivered pizza, and it was nobody yelled at you because you showed up with the pizza.
Yeah.
There's the pizza.
And it was a box of pizza. That's what they ordered.
But they're going to be looking through the bag. Right. I don't see my chicken fingers in here.
Yeah, see, I've been witness to a drunk guy trying to order for everybody.
Who was that?
You. And it was.
I was also stoned.
You're also no. This was a different one. This was the three trip.
Oh my God! Yeah.
This was. You're all getting cheese pizza because I can't handle individual orders.
Oh, that's right. Was I on the phone?
Yeah, yes.
That's right. Oh, that's right.
I had to dial. And then drive while you ordered, and we didn't even, Todd and I didn't even like, what do you, there was no, what do you want? No, I'm getting three cheese pizzas, deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah, we ordered Domino's. We were in Grand Island, Nebraska years ago for
that's what you gotta do, man.
And I was in the car, and Push was driving because he was sober. And I was not. And I had the phone. You're the dial for me?
Yeah, I had to dial.
And I remember thinking, don't even tell me what you want, because three cheese.
I can't deal with orders right now. We're all getting cheese. Deal with it.
Oh, that's right. The next morning was three.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, the very next morning was three.
She goes,
we actually ordered
her. She goes, how you doing this morning, sir? Three.
Three.
Was my answer.
We ordered four cheese pizzas because Puss needed a warm hat. Bonnet.
And then we sat at the bar and ordered 22-ounce beers.
32-ounce.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there were two choices.
There was an 8-ounce glass or a 32-ounce mug. Mugs.
And the Domino's guy shows up and
we pounced on him. We pounced on him, took the pizzas, and ran. Yeah. I think he's dead.
And he quit.
He quit the next day.
We may have killed him.
Yeah. Like he couldn't tell. Yeah. Who the pizzas belonged to.
Oh, I don't think he walked into the bar, and I think we were on the lookout for him. It was like we just swarmed him. He didn't even get a chance to go, who got the We took him and ran.
Tackled him.
And then the stone was his Wichita drive-thru where you ordered for us.
Yes, that was me ordering for you guys.
You said, what do you guys want? And what
and,
we said?
And it was,
let me see.
All I could say
Skip it.
Was,
you guys are getting what I'm getting. Deal with it.
Yeah, way to step up there, Puss. Yeah. Way to step up.
It was good.
Somebody's got to make decisions.
And you did.
What do you guys want? And I said, stand by for Shinedown. That's all I could say that night.
Someone has to make decisions on food when everybody's drunk.
Do they make Yum Brand vodka and Yum Brand weed? I'm unfamiliar with that.
That would be perfect.
That guy be robbed every night.
Yeah, he would. Yeah.
Every night.
Or he'll be using it. Show up.
He would have to have an armed guard with him.
Yeah.
That's going to be expensive, by the way. Well, we're going to enjoy some Hog Wild Barbecue this morning.
And
Tony brought it for us. Mm-hmm. He owns a place.
Yes, he does.
The owner brings us food.
I got yum vodka money and
yum
weed money.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.